Okay, cool. I am all set with my recording device. Wow, man, this is unreal. I've been a fan of your music for a while, Richie. Just 2 seconds, man. I'm sitting down the Murray River at the moment. Got everything set
Where
up.
Where are you?
I'm sitting on the Murray River.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, my car just went down the river with all my paperwork and everything. So, first off, I'd like to say, Richie D.W. Norton, Rifleman, congratulations on this release, Silver and Gold. This is a really great album, and thanks for taking the time out to have a quick chat with me and with Crank.
Yeah, great, man. Thanks for having me.
How did Rifleman come about, and is this something you've been working on for a while?
Yeah, Rifleman has been in the making for about 3 years. When I mean, as you would know, if you follow what I do, I kind of took a bit of time away from everything. And then Super Heist was getting back together and stuff, but I was actually writing before I decided to put Super Heist back together. So a lot of this started before then even, so, you know, maybe back to three and a half years ago. And just been writing ever since, and just, I guess, basically waiting for the right window of opportunity to put it out. And after the Super Heist Goes to the Social Dead campaign wound up, I thought, here's my chance before the next Heist record. So Zeke's off doing his mammal thing at the moment, so he's quite busy doing that. So it was a good opportunity for me to indulge myself and finally get my first solo album out there.
Yeah, it's an amazing album, dude. There are some really great rock hooks in this album. That had me really rocking out, man. It was really refreshing for me to hear this album, man. After, like, listening to so much, like, heavy metal. I just really, really enjoyed listening to this album.
That's really cool, man. And that's actually what I get from it as well. You know, like, I didn't want to make a record that I'd made before. You know, I didn't want to make a sort of Super Heist record with me singing on it, or a heavy record like I did with Walk the Earth, or, you know, like, I've done a lot of that, and I really wanted to explore my own pop sensibilities and make music just without any genre in mind, and just make, you know, just work on the songs, really work them until they were as good as they could be. And, you know, I probably had maybe 30 songs for this record, and I couldn't whittle it down any further than 16 songs on the album, which is a big long album for nowadays. But I didn't want to leave any of those off, so that's why we just went for a long record.
Yeah, well, even with the 16 songs, it's like you said, it's a long amount of songs on the album, but it doesn't feel like that. You listen to the album, and it's just each of the songs, it just kind of had me. Hey, it was a really good album.
Oh, awesome, Jai, man. That's great, dude. That's really pleasing to hear, because it's a nerve wracking thing, you know, putting your first solo record out. I mean, there's no one else to blame. It's just like, you know, you're fully exposed for everything. You know, on this record, I've, you know, sang lead vocals for the first time. You know, I've played all the instruments. I'm playing all the keyboards and even some of the drums and all the bass and guitar parts. Everything on there is me. Rob Brenz plays drums on a lot of the record. But, you know, still, it was very nerve-wracking putting the record out, which I don't feel like that with Super Heist. You know, I just kind of throw that out there and here's what it is. But this one was a bit more, just a bit more touching inside myself, I suppose.
A bit more of a personal experience making this album,
yeah.
Eh?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, and that was because you had a real set vision, eh, for how you wanted this album to sound. Is that right?
You know, man, I didn't have a vision of how I wanted to sound until a certain point. I wrote a song called October Sun.
Yeah.
And that song really helped me shape the record. You know, before I hit on that song, you know, I wasn't sure what the direction was going to be, but I really loved the mood of that track, and that really set the tone for the rest of the album. So, yeah, I would say I didn't know what direction the record was going in until I came out with that one, and that steered the ship.
Yeah, it's a good song, eh? A really good song. That Seven Summits song, can you tell us a little bit about that? I really enjoyed listening to that. I was listening to it with my partner today, and that lady you've got on there, she has an amazing voice.
That lady happens to be my wife.
Is it?
And yep. So that's London Gabrielle.
Oh wow.
Or London Norton, as she's American.
Norton now. Yep.
She's actually about to come out with her own album, which I've helped her write.
Awesome.
So she's got a magnificent voice. That's actually why I fell in love with her. I was producing a record with her. Yeah, her voice is just beautiful. And that song, Seven Summits, I was trying to come up with some vocals in those kind of mellow verses, and nothing really stuck. And I thought, well, I'll give her a crack at it. Boom, there it was.
Yep.
Nailed it. So very happy with the way that one came out.
Yeah, that's a good song. My partner will definitely be happy she's bringing out an album. And just tell your wife, that was amazing. I really like that track.
Thanks, man. Her band's called London.
London.
They're working on their release, so.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. Keeping an eye on Rifleman, because I want to keep talking about you. And Rifleman, your solo project. What made you choose the Don't Change cover by INXS?
That was really... That was the last song that I added to the record. I just felt that the album needed another sort of more up-tempo song.
Yep.
And I've always wanted to do a cover of an Australian classic,
yeah.
And that one been, I guess, one of my favourite songs since it first came out. You know, I can remember when it came out, and I can remember how cool it was, and I just thought I can do a good version of that. You know, like I could really rock this up a bit more and give it a real edge to it, and I'm stoked the way it came out. You know, I was a bit worried because I'm like, how am I going to stand up to Hutchison's voice? And I don't think I do, but I certainly give it a sound and a really cool vibe. And the feedback on that song's been really good. Like, a lot of people have said, great version, you know, really rocks. So,
yep.
Very happy with it.
Yeah, well, I first time I heard it, I was actually playing your album in the car, mate, and I was slapping away on the steering wheel, banging my head.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that cover. As I said, I enjoyed the whole album, but when that cover started, I'm slapping the steering wheel. My partner was like, be careful, you're going to hit off the airbags in a minute.
Well, there's actually two covers on the album. There's if you buy the physical CD,
yep.
There's a cover as a hidden track.
Oh, cool.
On there,
cool.
Which is a version of the White Buffalo's "Come Join the Murder," which is, if you're a Sons of Anarchy fan, the song from the very last scene of the Sons of Anarchy series, you know.
Oh wow!
So yeah, check that out if you get a chance.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely will. For sure. That's really cool. I've been waiting to get, because I order all my stuff. I have to order everything. Being in the country, it's kind of a bit of a pain, but I love the country life. So. One more question, DW. You don't want to hold you up too much. I really appreciate your time, mate. You're flat out to start the year with Super Heist and the beginning of end of last year, I mean. And now this album and a string of shows around Oz with Rifleman. Have you got anything planned for the future yet, or do you plan on taking a little bit of time out after this run of shows?
No, man, I had enough time out, you know. Like, I had, like, 13 years off, and now I'm just like someone's, you know, sort of taking the leash off me, and I'm just going for it. You know, I've been so right now we're doing the Rifleman stuff. We'll be actually Don't Change is going to be the next single in February, so we'll probably do another tour to coincide with that. Working on a Super Heist album, working on London's album. So it's all systems go.
All
so,
hands on deck.
Yeah, a roll.
Do you plan on doing any of the regional areas or anything? Was that Rifleman after you finished doing a bit of cities?
Where are you, Aubrey?
No, I'm in the Riverland. I'm in South Australia, sitting on the Murray River. I'm just wondering if you're doing any regional areas. A couple of fans asked me who read Frank.
It's unlikely.
Yep,
just because
yep.
of the sheer cost of getting around
yeah.
these days.
Yeah, definitely.
We tried to do a bit of a regional tour with Super Heist, and it just
doesn't work.
I don't know, man. Like, you take a huge gamble because, you know, not a lot of people get out to see heavy bands stuff out there in the country anymore these days, and it's a shame because I love to get out and about. I'd love to come to, you know, if there's regional areas out there and there's people that want to see the bands, get them to put the show on and get everyone down there and make it worthwhile. You know, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Make the effort, exactly. Man, I just want to say thanks a lot for taking the time out. I know I had 15 minutes, but I kind of run out of time here, DW. I just want to say thanks a lot, eh? I love your work, man. I'm a big fan of everything you've done since the old days of Super Heist. I grew up on your music, eh? Love Super Heist. All the work you've done production-wise with Alchemist, Delirium, Toe to Toe. Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. I was really nervous about actually having this chat with you. So,
awesome. I really appreciate everything you just said. It means a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, mate. And I look forward to coming and seeing you in Adelaide. I'll come along. I'll take some photos and I'll do a bit of a show review for you as well.
Sweet, man. That'd be great. We'll chat then.
Yeah, definitely, man. And again, DW, thanks a lot for taking the time out to have a chat with Crane K. I really appreciate it, and good luck with everything in the future, mate.
Thanks for all the support, Jai. Catch you later, man.
See you, mate. Thank you.